Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated and related from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the veil, the hijab. You know, the hijab is one of those very significant Islamic customs and etiquettes. And one might say that it's so significant that it is one of the signs of Islam, one of the sha'air or one of the signs of Islam. Just like the Kaaba is a sign of Islam, the Quran is a sign of Islam, the hijab or the veil that the women wear, this is also one of those symbols and signs and waymarks of Islam, especially today when, you know, people who are non-Muslim all over the world, in contrast to the past, they have forsaken this covering, and it's become solely a garment that the women who are Muslim wear. In the Holy Quran, we read the following regarding the veil. O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the faithful to draw closely over themselves their veils when going out. That makes it likely for them to be recognized and not be troubled. And Allah is all forgiving and all merciful. So clearly the veil is something that has been canonized within the Holy Quran. And there are also many hadiths which have alluded to this covering, which is incumbent on women, all women, to wear. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says the following. He says, I was sitting with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in Baqi, on a cloudy and rainy day, when a woman passed us on a donkey. Imam Ali and the Prophet were sitting in the graveyard of Baqi, and a woman passed them on a donkey. The foreleg of the donkey slipped into a pit, and the woman fell off. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, turned his face away, so as not to see the woman. The companions who were around him said, O Messenger of Allah, she has trousers on. He said thrice, meaning she wasn't wearing a skirt or something which could, God forbid, bare her legs when she fell off, but she was wearing pants, she was wearing trousers. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, he said, O Allah, forgive the women clad in trousers. Right? So the Prophet was apparently happy upon hearing this, because it was a sign of the modesty of the woman. And he praised and prayed for all of the women who wore such a dress. Then the Prophet said, O people, wear trousers, for they are the most covering of your garments. And safeguard your women by making them wear them when they go out. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ, in this hadith, he clearly demarcated a proper Islamic attire for women based on the very central virtue of chastity, and in this way he kind of guided us to the best way to veil the women. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the veil and the hijab in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد